Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Since you should heal, you can take a break. From a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
This is Bonnie Albers with Bonnie Albers on Air, and I love all of you. Thank you, my chatters. I see you all in there. Thank you, our callers and listeners. I appreciate the connection. I kind of want to recap everything. So today, I just wanted to put up a show. I was not going to be here. Actually, Kelly's with me, and she's going to take the shows to Thursday, Friday. She's going to take next week because I'm going on vacation. So today I wanted to wish everybody a happy holiday season. Everybody celebrating Christmas tomorrow. Happy holidays, everyone. Merry Christmas. We have just gotten through a few other holidays, which is Hanukkah just ended yesterday for everybody that was celebrating, and our winter solstice. Well, we're going to feel the energy for a while to come. So whoever was celebrating that, again, happy winter solstice and holidays. And we have a few more to come. We have, of course, Christmas tomorrow. Everybody celebrating. I hope this year means a lot to you. I hope you reflect on all that has happened this year. And we're moving on to 2015. 2015 for everyone who has not had the best of years. Look forward to the new year. Look forward to a new beginning. Look forward to your life. A lot of you, I understand, have gone through all kinds of hardship this year and years prior, but we're not going to look at that because, again, changing your thoughts changes your life. Just to let you know, my dad, who was my best friend and probably the best angel on this earth, died the day after Christmas. For a long time, I was at Christmas night, and we were in the hospital. And even though we celebrate Hanukkah, we do celebrate all the different holidays. So for a long time, that was not a good holiday for me. But instead of looking at it like I lost someone, I changed my tune a long time ago. Well, he died in 2006 because I saw my dad, of course. I know that physically we shed our bodies. We only borrow our bodies. And let me tell you, next time I want somebody else's body. I love mine. It's really cute, I think. I try to make the best of it. But I want to be, I'm coming back as a rock star. I'm a metaphysical rock star. But I want to be, I want to sing to the world. And so I get, what I love about shedding our bodies and going forward is that we get to pick and choose in spirit what we want to work with next time, unless we're working off karma, of course, and then we've got some karmic issues we have to tie in there. But hey, everybody, I hear I jump in these earth bodies all the time because I just love life, and that is the truth. So I want to let you know that I know that there's people hurting out there. I have a friend who lost a son the day I lost my dad, and that's not easy I always say that see a child go as a parent, a grandparent, is probably one of the hardest things for us to overcome. And I do know there is a lot of people out there thinking about that at this time of the season. I do want to tell you about a medium that's coming on in January, and the story, the reason I'm having him on, and I really like him, he's a meteorologist. He does things with the weather. His name is Adam Bernstein, if anybody wants to look him up. But he was at a hall, and an 11-year-old boy came to him, and the parents were there. The message that he gave was so encouraging that you can't even imagine how grateful they were to have been in that studio with Adam. So the one thing that Adam brought through with this boy who had cancer and left the earth plane at 11 was that he picked his parents because he knew they'd be strong. He knew that they would be able to go on, even though the hurt and anguish was a lot. But he told his parents through Adam that he wasn't supposed to be here long, that he was supposed to change some individual lives. And once he did that, he would have to go. And where he changed those individual lives was at the Cancer Center for Children. He touched some people's lives there that will survive, that he gave them the will to survive. And once that happened and he touched the souls that he needed to, he was then gone. So I want everybody to realize that death is only the new beginning of something else, and that we as humans on this earth plane will never quite understand that, because we will miss everybody in physical form if we have loved them. And just to know that there is hope, there is love, there is sweetness, and there is life after losing someone. We have to choose which path we take. A good book that I'd love everybody to read or give this holiday season, and I hope that Mark Anthony is somewhere. I would imagine he's home and not on a book tour. But is Mark Anthony's Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side. It is a fabulous book. He is just amazing. He's a lawyer. He's a psychic lawyer. So he writes eloquently. He writes where everyone can read it and understand it. And he really brings through spirit and what's next in our life. And he has a new book coming out, Evidence of Eternity, which is going to go into even more of that. But this is a great book. You can download it. You can go get it at a bookstore. You can order it from Amazon. I think it's $15 or $12. I think it's $9.99 if you order it online. And, you know, it is a fabulous, heart-uplifting book that will help somebody going through grief. So, again, change your outlook. Change your life. You know, when I grieved for my dad, there were people who lost five-year-old children, and I thought, how can I grieve for my father, who was 74, when they've lost a child? But really, grief is grief. So it doesn't matter. Somebody said to me after losing a 98-year-old father, and he was just a basket case, one of my friends, he's a CEO of a big company, he said, Bonnie, we'll always look at our parents or people like we were a child. So it doesn't matter how old your parents are, when you lose a loved one, it doesn't matter how old they are, the grief is the same. So I want everyone to know that this holiday season, touch somebody's life that's living. Touch somebody that's going through a tough time. Touch somebody with spirit, with the knowledge that we do survive and that you will hear from them or see them very shortly again, because we only live here. So far, I think the oldest person was 110. I'm not quite sure. But I do remember I had a patient that was 107 when I worked as a nurse, and he buried seven wives of old age. So I do know that there are people living out there that are 110, didn't even have a birth certificate for a long time. So change your thoughts. Change your world. Everyone, I'm leaving you with an uplifting, I'll get to the phones in a second. I'm leaving you with this uplifting thought. If you don't feel quite great this season, there's always someone out there that doesn't either change their world by being a little bit more compassionate, a little bit more helping, pay it forward a little bit, and your life will change. Here's a good example. There was a guy who couldn't afford a cup of coffee, and he was watching somebody walk from McDonald's. That person must have been intuitive because they saw this gentleman looking. He had a dog with him, and he looked like he had a few paper bags or plastic bags with him. And the guy walked up to him, and he says, I can't give you any money, but I can give you my coffee. He was having a hard time himself, and so he gave the coffee to the gentleman, who was very gracious for it. And he felt so good, he went to work, actually, and he realized that no matter what he did, he felt good because he helped and touched another person's life. Could be that simple. It could be a smile. So for you all, there's a lot of people that are contemplating another year and thinking, oh, I hope it's not the same. Don't make it the same. Change your life, change your thoughts. Let's go into 2015 with happiness, love, acceptance of everyone, and unconditional love for yourself. And if you don't like something that you are doing, let's change it. If you don't like that you are home all the time, that you can't get out, let's get out, even if it's to the front step. Let's call a friend. Let them take you down the street, sitting at a park. If you've got some extra income and you want to go to the coffee shop, you want to go out, but you have no one to go with, call somebody. Just reach out and see what happens, because I'm going to tell you, even a little change will change your world. So let's bring in, and you won't hear from me until after 2014 leaves, and I'm actually coming back January 5th, 2015. Let's change what we can and we don't like about ourselves. Let's actually go introspective and say, no, we don't not like something about ourselves. We love ourselves. We're going to change just a little bit what we don't want for ourselves. Because, see, we were put here as a human, a spirit, and in physical form. Let's make the most of it and know that we have a mission here. And finding that mission might take you your whole lifetime. It might be the journey that you are supposed to experience versus the mission. So everyone, I love you all. I am going to get to the phones, but I want you to know that everything can change on a dime. So please have hope, always love, love yourself, respect yourself, and know that you are the prince, princess, queen, and king of your world. You can make the difference. Don't wait for somebody else to make that difference. Always respect yourself out there. Always go introspective, talk to spirit, and make your decisions based on what's good for you, but not selfishly. What's good for you in this world is going to be sharing your light. So with that, I'm going to say hello to Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Good morning.
Yeah. Did you get up?
I'm up. It's amazing.
Yeah,
I
everyone.
I even have some hot water, the, you know, honey cinnamon clove stuff, and I've also got coffee waiting for after that. So I'm doing good this morning.
Oh, I am so happy because everyone, Kelly went out last night. She had celebrated the last night of Hanukkah, which is really a cool thing, and she actually took her kids and got back pretty late. So thank you, Kelly, for being with us. I know that it was a struggle. So thank you. I know you would miss your friends in Blog Talk before. And I'm handing you the gauntlet, Missy. I'm handing you my show for the next week and 2 days. And I am so happy and thankful that I have you. I want to tell everybody on air, without Kelly, we would probably, I would be doing the shows. My family would probably be hitting me on the head and saying that I don't care about them. So Kelly gave me the ability to spend the next 10 days because I really love my Blog Talk family. And we all are family because we're all drawn here for a reason. And thank you for being drawn here because we all are here with Soul Family. And I so appreciate, Kelly, the chance to really continue the show and know that you will be taking my message forward into the new year.
thank you.
Love you too. Yeah. And just to let you know, Kelly does Atlantean life and birth cards. She probably will be doing her own cards, I hope, coming up because she doesn't always get the chance to. These are really cool cards. They call them the cards of the Magi. I'm trying to get Kelly to write an article. I do want to go through a few things before I actually get to the phone. I do want Kelly to write an article about them for Psychic Insight Magazine, and the CEO is Jerry Humphreys. Jerry was on yesterday. I hope you all enjoyed him if you got to hear him. He does want to come back, and I'm so happy because I think we all thoroughly enjoyed Jerry.
We got through half of the call getting the cues yesterday. It's like, oh, my goodness, there's so many people. It was awesome.
I know. Well, anybody who missed Jerry, you can download his archives. But when he comes back on, I did promise myself that I was going to keep, like, talking to a minimum, because now that you've all heard about him, I actually want to get to the callers that he didn't get to. He is from the UK. He's the psychic. He does everything from numerology, goes in with his Indian guides, does animal totems, talks to animals, talks to you, talks to the peeps you have in spirit. And I've really, really, he's so connected fluidly and such a, you know, great person. He reminds me, and I don't think he loves when I say it, but I keep saying he has Dumbledore energy. But Dumbledore really wasn't a person. He was actually a fictitious figure. But I do believe that Spirit downloaded that book or those books to J.K. Rowling. So to me, Dumbledore does exist. It was her finding him. And one of the Dumbledores that I found was Jerry. He does not look like Dumbledore, so don't, you know, get me wrong, but his energy and his inner flow is of a teacher. I mean, he's a hypnotherapist. He's a Reiki master. He teaches Reiki classes. I mean, honestly, he does. It's like, and, you know, you say that they're a master of so many, that you have so many talents, you're a master of none. Jerry's actually the opposite. I think he's a master of all the things he does. And I got so lucky to be able to bring him to you. So I hope everybody enjoyed, Jerry. We've had a few, and that, Kelly, I want to go through it because we've had a few UK mediums. I brought them all in December because I felt like sometimes you don't get to talk to the UK or Australia. We had Rain with us, Rain Barracks. She's fabulous. She is from the Down Under. Aussie, Melbourne. You can look her up again if you want to go to the archived show. Then we also had on Amanda Barrymore. Amanda Barrymore is a spirit medium from the UK. I think she did tell you that she was both sexes at one time. She has books out about that and very connected, a sweet woman. And then we had Andrew D. Oh, Andrew D's personality and just stature. If you see him, he's 6'6", really good-looking, tall guy. He was in the Royal Air Force in the UK for, I think, 20 or 28 years before he actually came out of the proverbial metaphysical closet, and now he does this and stand up as a living. So we've had a lot of interesting guests, and we are going to hear from them again. Like I said, January comes, we've got some of our guests from the United States coming too, so we've got a whole lot of interesting, I don't even want to post them. Brenda's in chat. If she's still in chat, you're going to be one of the guests on, I hope, because I adore you, Brenda. Brenda is a handwriting analysis expert and specialist. She does the Alphabet of God, and I love this woman, the energy she has. Well, you don't match mine, Brenda, because I'm never going to say you do, but you come real close. So we're going to feature Brenda, even though she has her own show. Her show is called Christian Psychic Brenda, I think, isn't that? I think it's Christian Psychic Brenda. It's on from 12 o'clock in the afternoon. You can listen to her show till I come back. Then you got to switch over to me at 1, Brenda. So I just want to tell you I love you, and you can, you know, you have plenty of listeners, and you rock the house, girl. And then we are going to have Adam Bernstein, the one I just told you about. He is a meteorologist, super medium psychic from Woodstock, New York. And if you want to hear about all those rockers that maybe died and went back there that played at Woodstock, he'll let you know. But he can find your spirits. He can tell you. He's an incredible guy. Actually looks like a druid, probably. Well, maybe not a druid, but maybe an earth male fairy. There we go. So he's really connected to Mother Gaia, and I'm going to bring you him too. Andrew D is coming back. Amanda Barrymore is coming back. And, of course, Jerry is coming back. So we have a whole plethora of people coming in January, and I'm excited to continue this show into 2015. And I hope that you all have enjoyed the 2014 year with us. We changed a lot, didn't we, Kelly? I mean, we've been constantly growing since I put this show on. When did I put this show on? Was it 2013 or 2014? No, it was 2000. Oh. I've been on a year and a half.
Yeah, so you've been on a year. It was like a year in September. I think it was like either September 4th. I'd have to actually go back and look. I think it's September 4th when you actually started.
Yeah, well,
last year.
It was last year. You know what is so funny is just that I feel like I've been doing this my whole life. I guess it's my calling. And once you get into the zone, I feel like, oh, Bonnie was born like this. I've had a show, and I'm going to continue having a show. So it's really cool. I thank you all for supporting me. Again, happy, happy holidays, and thank you for all that you've done, all your support. Thank you for listening and coming. We are a metaphysical talk show with interactive guests and myself. So I am going to get to the phone before I make my adieu today. After today, I'm going to cry. I will not be on my show till, January 5th. And January 5th, it is me, and me. I can't wait to come back, tell you all that I've been doing. And, of course, Kelly, I always leave her because I always give her the 90 seconds. But actually, Kelly's going to do her Atlantean life cards. They are important. They're the cards of the Magi. And the minute I heard these cards that Kelly did, I knew that she would be a special person always. So, also, you can get with Kelly. She has all kinds of stuff on her, I'm hoping, website. She's got organic gold coffee, which I am drinking. I'm not going to tell you I'm giving up the other coffee yet, but I will. only because I have so much of it. But anybody out there, it's supposed to be a great coffee. Kelly sells it. She has it on her website. I hope she gets that settled about her website. She's got some really cool things. Go to Kelly's website. She's also got doTERRA oils, which are really interesting. I don't sell anything myself, but I do, you know some of these products. I know that organic coffee has been sent to people with fibromyalgia, some neurologic difficulties, and muscle joint pain. And what I hear from Kelly and from research is that they're getting really great results. So get with Kelly about that if you need it. Kelly can be reached at her phone, and she has a website. So, Kelly, go ahead and tell what your website is before I take the first call.
Well, I'm going to give my phone first because I'm so excited to have my phone back finally after 4 months. We'll go into that one. But 719-289-4907 is my phone.
Yay! Well, Kelly, you got to get that website with Organic Gold so people can actually go to the site, not have to call you and order it. That's the way people are, even with Amazon. But I do want to tell everybody she does do readings, and she has these cards that are fabulous, and she is intuitive. I don't know if your website is up, but soon you are going to be able to order your yearly, and that is too cool because it's so many pages, and you can always go back to it. Kelly, get it up.
I'm working on that. I'm working on that.
Good, because I think you need to give me my next 53 days before I actually leave. But go ahead and give your website for both your coffee and yourself, and I'm going to take call number one.
All righty. Let's see. For the tarot oils, it's you have to put in the HTTP, .. And then MyDoTERRA, MyDoTERRA .com/ IMKKT. Made it really simple there. And then the coffee is the HTTP, but it's Kelly Coulter, KELLYCOULTER .organogold, .com. And
great.
A couple different places.
Well, everybody, I don't like selling products, but go and find out about them. They're really good. And, just like Mark Anthony's book, there's so many books out there. I think Peg Jones writes books of for the angels. And we have so many talented people that are on. If I listed everything, just go to their website. You've got all our guests. Websites. What I'd like to do, Kelly, if we can, and I know that you're busy, but I'm going to be gone for a week and a half, so I won't be able to give you orders. If we could go through some of our guests and just put, their website. So anybody, we'll have a list of websites for you, and that might be our Christmas gift to you. So everyone, we'll try to get everybody's. I know we have Amanda Barrymore's. I know we have Jerry Humphreys, because anybody out there that wants to write an article, Brenda, if you're listening, for his magazine, it's Psychic Insight Magazine. I think he gave it's www.psychicinsightmagazine.co.com or AU or UK. We'll look that up for you. You can do it on Facebook too. You can find him, but he's looking for people who want to write articles about what their talent is, anything that you want to say. He's got some great interviews in the articles, and he doesn't want self-promotion. That'll be in the classifieds in the back. He wants true articles, and I know there's plenty of talented people out here who can write articles for this magazine. It's going to be sensational. It's free. You're going to have access to it, and all of your peeps will. He's very, very professional, so it's going to be a great magazine. And get your articles in there, get a hold of Jerry, and talk to him and see what he wants. But this is going to be, it's going to be a quarterly magazine. And I think the first one, he's got a famous medium. And then I am going to write quarterly. Like Dear Abby, I'm going to be Ask Bonnie. So please send in the questions, love, romance, relationships, sexual issues, or day-to-day issues. I'm going to be answering so many questions per quarter. And please send them in because, I told them to do this, and I hope somebody sends in questions for me. So I that's coming new on the horizons. At first, I think the deadline for your articles is the middle of January, and the first magazine is coming out the end of January. So everybody check that out. It's Psychic Insight Magazine. Jerry Humphreys is the CEO of that, and I had him on the show yesterday. Get a hold of him, either Jerry Humphreys on Facebook, or you can go to Kelly will put up. I think yesterday he gave us all that information. I think it's Psychic.
Candy had asked me earlier this morning before I got on. It's like, yeah, it's been an early morning for people. Do you remember what his email is? Because I didn't, I mean, I typed it in chat, but I didn't write it down anywhere on paper. Do you have that?
Yeah, I do. It's www.senseofknowing.co.uk. That's how to get a hold of Jerry. Go there because you can see who he's got his picture up, so at least you'll see who you were talking to. Okay, I have his Psychic Magazine. It's psychicinsightmagazine.com. And that's where you want to look for this Psychic Insight Magazine, www.psychicinsightmagazine.com. And you can put Jerry at Sense of Knowing, senseofknowing.com or .co.uk, so you can try either one of those. But I know his website is www.senseofknowing.co.uk. So please get a hold of him. He's really, and it's a great magazine because there's no drama. There's just really facts and figures and things like that. And it is also going to have other articles in it. He's got psychologists writing. He's got hypnotherapists as he is writing. He's got mediums writing. It's not just going to be one type of magazine. He wants to have a whole smattering of different fields and different perspectives. And even though it'll all have a metaphysical slant, it's going to be a pretty cool magazine. And it's free, so I love that. Okay, I'm going to take the first caller. That's 630-630. You're on with Bonnie and Kelly. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, hi, Bonnie. Yeah, I talked to you last week, and you had given me some advice about career at a lower level. And so, yeah, that was good advice, I thought. So I did. I went on an interview for a position that was like that, at, you know, a bit of a lower level. And they're supposed to make a decision by Monday. I should find out Friday or Monday. The recruiter I was working with will be in on Monday. I just wondered if you have any vibes on that, if you think I'll get it. It was at a lower level, but they said there would be room to grow with that company over time.
Yes. I think they really liked you. I'm hearing they liked you. Spirit's telling me that they liked you, and that to me means that you've got a very viable – I'm hearing yes, yes. So the only thing that, you know, sometimes happens is between now and then – somebody else walks in to make that decision. But if who is making the decision, you have met, and they're going to take it to some other people, I think. I think you're going to get this job. You're going to be hired.
They're hiring a lot of people. It's not like just one person. It's people or something like that.
I think you're going to do really well, and I think they liked you. I don't think you have to worry. I think this is going to be good for you. I do see that there is room to grow, but I think you're really going to like what you're doing in the beginning, and I think you're going to rise to their occasion. I don't know what that means. This is Spirit talking. And and I think that and they're saying you're gonna rise quickly through the ranks. I don't know whose ranks that is,
really?
but that's what they're saying to me. So I really believe that you are going to do well, to have a great, great coming year. I feel it, and I think you're not going to be. This is going to be a moot point the next time I talk to you.
Okay, well, because you couldn't tell on the interview, you know how they always keep a kind of poker face, you know, you never know what people are thinking on the interview. was very to the point.
Yeah, I think they liked you. I'm hearing they liked you. So I think one of the things they like is, and they're saying to me that you're very reliable, that
Oh, my God, that's the one thing they were looking for. Bonnie, that's crazy that you're saying that. She told me that was the most important thing they were looking for because they normally don't have problems with the people, their quality that they're hiring for this. and that the only thing that they've had problems with and that is very important to them is reliability, extreme, like, honesty and reliability type thing.
Yeah, and that's that's so funny. That's spirit. It's not me, but that's spirit. And
that's
really
too funny. That was the number one thing she said. And I said, that was at the end of the interview, I asked her, and I said at the beginning of the interview, she said, tell me about yourself, you know, your main qualities. And I had said, even before she even said it was important, like qualities that they were looking for, like very reliable, conscientious, and, you know, customer service oriented,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
They like you. I guess that's what they're talking about, because they, I, you know, right away I felt they liked you. And the first number one is reliability. So I am going to tell you that relax, have a good time. When did they say they were going to call you?
Well, it would either be Friday or Monday. Not they call me, they call the recruiter. Do you think that she's going to let the recruiter know? I know they're doing background check. You know, you had to fill out all that stuff. But that usually takes a day or two.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to tell you, don't freak out if you don't hear from them Friday, because I feel like the recruiter, it's not so much them, but I think the recruiter maybe is gone away or maybe won't be in the office till later.
Yes, you're right. He's not in Friday.
Yeah,
God, Bobby, you're just on target.
Oh, thank you. You know, I'm high, you know, spirit gives me the best of the best. I ask them to always bring the highest and best for everybody on the show when they come in. But yeah, so don't get depressed. Don't get, oh my goodness. So just leave it, because you're going to have it. So just have a great weekend. I don't know what you celebrate. I always say holidays for everybody celebrating anything. Have fun, even if it's with yourself. But don't worry about this, because it's coming your way.
Okay, because, like, you know, you just don't know. You know what I mean? Like, when I was on the interview, I thought I said I was being really honest to myself, and I was really hoping that I was coming through as, you know, a person that would be a good fit. I was, like, overqualified. That was the only other thing I thought maybe they would say. I wouldn't be good at it because of my overqualifications, and I'm hoping that they're not, like, holding that against me at all. You know what I mean?
I think this is the feeling I'm getting, and what Spirit's telling me for you is don't doubt yourself, okay? The thing is that there are plenty of people that applied that are overqualified, so I don't think you're the only one. So I don't feel like that's going to be a deterrent. It's not like they have everybody at that job description. They have people that are overqualified, people that are underqualified, and I feel like they're going to shoot for more overqualified, because at this time they can do that. So, and I don't feel like they got any bad impression. Actually, like I said, they've got the impression that you'll grow with them, that you can grow going upward, and they don't have to worry about that. So,
thank you.
Good. You're welcome. Have a fabulous.
I hope you have a great holiday, Bonnie. You're always
so positive.
You help a lot of people, and I hope you have a good vacation.
Thank you, and please tune back in if you're not working by then, and if you are, I might be changing hours anyway.
God bless you. Okay, and the last thing I want to say is that the person I applied with, they kind of knew the employer. Yes. Do you think that helped too? They had like an ongoing relationship, so I thought maybe that helped a little bit too.
You know, it
because
doesn't,
they recommended.
What Spirit's saying to me, it doesn't matter. It's you that they're picking.
Okay.
So,
thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I'm
going to
stay on the phone and listen. Can I stay on and listen?
Absolutely. I'm just going to mute you and you can keep listening. But, hey, good luck. You don't need it. I can't wait to hear your next phase. So have a great week.
Okay.
And I will see you when I get back on the 5th, unless, like I said, you're not listening anymore because you're working. But I don't know what. Yeah, okay. Everyone, thank you for listening. I'm going to move to 2. I don't know what happened to the board, Kelly. I know you're muting yourself, but first we had like a million, and now either people, they've dropped, but you can't call Blog Talk because Blog Talk isn't there today. 917, you are on with Bonnie and Kelly. Hi.
Hi, happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Who am I speaking with?
Tina.
Hi, Tina. Hi.
Hi. I just want to know whatever Spirit has for me.
Okay, let me pull. You know, give me a second. I got to pull from the ethers here. I feel like, Tina, you're a very happy person. I'm getting, you know, spirits coming to me. They're coming to me in messages. So I feel like you're a very upbeat and happy person, and not all the time do you have things around you that are. Am I hitting you right?
Yes. Some people at my job, yes.
Yeah. I feel like you have hurt feelings, but you don't show it.
Yes.
Okay. Spirit is saying, oh my goodness. Is it a grandmother that you have in spirit?
Yes.
Okay. I'm only asking because she's screaming grandmother, grandmother, grandmother at me. Spirit is saying to you, and then I'll get to your grandmother who's screaming at me. You need to stand in your light, honey. That's why I think you're there. You might not be there forever. I'm going to tell you that. But why you're there is to bring light into the situation that you are. So don't get involved in the pettiness, the drama, or the gossip, as they're showing me.
Yes.
Okay. You need to be, you know, I'm going to tell you something, because you could get really, you could get down and dirty with them, if you know what I'm saying. But
you're so busy, Bonnie. Why are you busy?
but you are not going to do that. Now, are you, girlfriend?
No, I'm not. Okay.
Because if you do, it's only because if you do, honey, it is not going to be a pretty sight, and you're not going to like it much. So, to me. When you see all this going on and hearing all this going on, what you just need to do is smile and say, I'm not, your grandmother's saying to me, tell him that I'm not going to get in your business, is what your grandmother is saying.
Yes, real quick, would I be able to ask about my boyfriend's Robert, his mom, she's in spirit, so we kind of miss her because she's not here for the holidays. So her name is Joanne.
Oh, Joanne is not missing, honey. She's there. She's saying that I don't think she knew you that well, did she?
No.
Yeah, she didn't know you that
before.
Well.
No, she passed before. Yeah, I was a kid. But he misses her.
Yeah.
He misses her. So
well,
I love her through him.
Well, what she says is she feels that love, and that's why she says she doesn't know you long, but she does know, because you must not be what she must mean, and this is your message, not mine. I don't think you and Robert maybe haven't been together that long. Have you been together that long?
Just a year.
Yeah, that's why she says she doesn't know you well.
but
she is with her son, which means that she knows who you are. She's very happy, and I think I told you this because she's starting to tell me that she's already told you this, that she really, uh-huh. really likes the influence that you have on him. Do you understand what
uh-huh.
that means?
Yeah.
She feels like you're a real family girl, and that's what he needs.
Oh.
And she would bless this union if this happens. She said she would bless this union. So that means that she really, oh, boy, is she here. Okay, and now your grandmom's here, too. I'm going to have, you know what, this is my bedroom. I'm doing this stuff, and I've got so much spirit in here. Usually I go to my spirit room, but I didn't have time. This morning, when I do coffee, I do it in my sitting room. But I'll tell you what, those two get, one's quiet and one's more verbal. Your grandmother's more verbal and his mother's more quiet. She's quiet because I don't think, she knows you in spirit, but but your grandmother knows you. She's saying, I know her better. So I'm hoping that there's no feud here. No, spirit always love and light. But what I hear is that he does miss her. And the reason he misses her so much, is that she's around him all the time. And until he really comes to grips with that, because he feels her that way and he can't verbalize it, I don't think he's metaphysical. Am I correct?
No, he's not.
Right. Until he really understands that she's there with him and how she's there with him with messages, he's going to miss her because she's not gone. She's actually there. So when spirit's that close, you think about them. So I would like you to tell Robert, or let him hear this, but that he, even if he's not metaphysical, we all, even in any religion that you are, we all believe in angels. We all believe in sixth sense because we all have that. You need to tell Robert, to talk to his mama, is what she's saying. And I feel like he could do that very easily, and maybe he's done it and hasn't told you. But that before he goes to bed, he needs to talk to his mom, and she keeps saying mama. So, and he needs to remember that we only lose our physical body. She actually can do more help for him up there. She does make decisions with him, as she's telling me. She points him in the right direction. And she's really happy that he met you because she feels like a lot of the decision-making will transfer over to both of you when this union happens. So that's from his mama.
Oh, thank you. Happy
you are welcome. Happy. She's showing me. Do you have a tree? Well, maybe a lot of people do, but do I see a tree?
No, we're just now messing with the tree right now. That's what she's talking about. We're doing it right now.
Yeah, because I was just going to say it's not decorated all the way and that she's
got
it.
It's not decorated. We're doing it right now.
Yeah. So she's saying she'll be there, and she said put an angel on the top of the tree because that's her. So I don't know if you have an angel, but she's kind of showing me a star. Do you have a star for the top of that tree?
Yeah, we do have a star. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What she's saying is you might want to think about switching that star and putting an angel up there. I don't know if you can because it's a really busy time, and if you don't have one, I'm not sure you can. But what she's saying is she will be there under that tree, and just you'll feel her is what she's saying. Do you put tinsel on your tree?
No.
Okay, because she is saying that, and I see it, she's showing me silver tinsel. So I don't know if he had it on the tree and she used to put it up, or he likes silver tinsel, but she's showing me silver tinsel for that tree.
Okay.
Okay? So you might want to go run out to your, or you might just want to ask him, did you have silver, and see, and he might go, oh, yes, my mom loves silver tinsel. Although I don't really feel like maybe he had trees growing up, maybe?
No, he didn't. Not really.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah, he didn't. And so I think what his mother is saying is she would like some silver tinsel on the tree. So, and I don't do trees, so it's not me, but this is what
she would like. What on
me.
The tree?
Silver tinsel on the tree.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So if you could do that, again, I think that she didn't have any, so I'm only assuming she's telling you what she would have liked to see there. He wasn't raised with that is what she's telling me. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, that's correct.
Okay. You go for it, girl. I'll put that silver tinsel on the tree. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Have a wonderful holiday season. And let me know how your holidays go, because I think this is going to be a union that's going to be lasting for a long time.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'm getting ready to fly out and see him. So, yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Have fun.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, everyone. I am so happy to be here. I am taking caller number 3. That's 610. But just to let you know, I love spirit. They come in such wonderful, happy.
Bonnie, we lost you. You lost sound. Where are you at? Maybe I lost sound. He was.
Hello?
There
oh, my
go.
Goodness.
Bonnie,
somebody
are you back?
Yes, somebody kicked me off after, probably Spirit, because I was talking about
it was
Spirit, how much I love them.
I told you, it's like all the people that we lost this morning, it's like they got drop kicked because we didn't do that.
And then they drop kicked the host. So, I mean, you know, thank goodness.
Say, no discrimination. No discrimination on the show when they drop kick the host. It's okay.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad, callers.
Hey, and listen, I am all about love and light. So, you know what, Blog Talk? I love you. You've given me this opportunity, a voice, and I love that. And so do all, I'm sure, everybody that is on Blog Talk. We thank you. But there are issues with Blog Talk, but we're going to overlook them. So I am going to, and what am I up to, Kelly? Am I up to call number 3 or 4?
Number 3, 610.
Okay. You know what? When I'm in the ethers, I just don't come down real quick to see these numbers. And by the way, everybody, Kelly just started numbering everybody, so I'm getting used to this. So don't think that this is like something I'm used to. And I'm so ADD. Hello. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome. I'm just telling everybody, if you wait a minute, I'm so ADD that sometimes I don't even see the numbers, so I'm really trying hard. That's why you're on. Hi, 610. Who am I speaking with?
This is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. How are you? Although I don't feel
doing,
you're doing a whole lot.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous, but I don't think so. I don't feel like you're doing good. What's going on with you, Sonia?
I still want to check. I'm currently looking for a job. I was laid off at the beginning of December, and I was not expecting that. I was devastated, but the company was doing cutbacks, so what can I do, right? So here I am.
That company, that's so sad. I don't feel you were the only one in the company that had gotten the...
They told me they were doing cutbacks, so they let us do about the... Yeah.
I feel like they
do. December, I don't know.
I think they do. I hate to say this. Have you looked at the history of this company? Is it a big, is it a long-standing company? Not that you care because you're gone, but I feel like they do this. I think December they cut back so they don't have to either pay bonuses or pay, if you're a long-time person there, which I don't feel you were, but a long-time person would have to get a lot of big bonus. So I'm thinking that they cut back every year in December because their business slows down and they don't want the expenses. I do feel, though, they pick back up, and I feel like they lay off in December and maybe pick people back up a few months later. So I think this company has this, if you look at it, it might be that February, March, they're picking people back up because I think that they – whatever it is, in December, they're slow, or they've just noticed a trend about December. So I wouldn't be in it. Yes, it's devastating, but I don't think it was because you weren't doing the work, and that would be even more devastating, Sonia, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no, because I was able to collect unemployment, so, you know.
Yeah.
And my boss didn't notice. He said, you know what, he did thank me. He said, you put in a lot of hard work, and I've seen you, you know, staying late, and you've worked really hard in the past days. And I'm like, okay, I mean, I just looked at him. I didn't say anything, but he thanked me for everything, you know. But, you know, what can I say in a moment like that? You know what I'm saying? They call you into a room, and there's the HR lady, and there's the boss. I mean, as much as nice they're trying to be, you know, but what can I do?
What can I ask? What kind of company you worked for?
It was technology-oriented. They developed an app. I just don't want to say which type of app, but it was an app that we're working on, and
can I ask a question? Did were you working on this app?
Yeah, we all were. All of us were.
And are they producing this app?
Well, I mean, they make it, but I didn't think the app, like, it wasn't anything medical. It wasn't that innovative. You know what I'm saying?
Can I ask a question? Who's their competitor?
Companies similar to what you're doing, similar to Facebook, things like that.
Okay, because what I'm hearing is that a competitor, one of the competitors will pick you up. Have you gotten your applications out there?
I've been putting things out there. I wanted not to just lock myself in one position because I'm very creative. You know, I'm willing to get out of my zone. I'm willing to try new things. I'm very good with people and all talking. I'd like to get in if possible. I've been targeting some medical companies.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to reach out, make a connection directly in LinkedIn with the recruiters who are hiring, and then start from there. And as a matter of fact, I did send out my resume, more like a presentation letter to a recruiter, because I had spotted an error on their website, and I sent an email indicating that, you have this error, this is happening, I just want to reach out to you so you can alert the IT department. And she thanked me for it. Okay, so on that note, and since she was already in my LinkedIn, I'm like, okay, and by the way, this is who I am, this is what I can do, and I'm just looking for new opportunities. So I sent that email about 2 weeks ago, but I haven't heard back. So I figure maybe, possibly, she'll reach out to me in January, because I did apply for one position. But I just let her know that I'm willing also to explore other positions. So I just presented that.
Well, this is what I'm hearing. And I don't know how you do this, because to tell you the truth, I'm not really great at it. But I can only tell you what Spirit's telling me, is this. One of your competitors you need to reach out to. If she is a competitor for what you did, and not competitor directly, I don't mean, but they're keep with the word competitor. So that to me means that somebody who's in the same field as what you were doing that does the same thing but is not that company. I feel like what you do is really pretty cool. And I think that you're going to end up with a competitor of the whatever you were doing. I don't think you're going to break out to too much different at this point. Now, once you get a job, you can then break out, because I feel like the job that you have is pretty artistic. And once you get into it, it can take you as far as you want it to go. But what I'm hearing is competitor, 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 competitor. And that means that they are beating me in the head with competitor. So if I were you and you were me and I were you, I would absolutely go and I would look, I'd hunt down who are their competitors. Now, it doesn't have to be like, okay, here's a good example, Sony, and then Sony, and who's the competitor of Sony? Or Apple and Microsoft, or I don't know who, whatever it is, and Google, Mocha. You don't have to, it can be smaller companies. But I feel like, and it could be slightly different, but it's got to be a competitor to your company that you're working for. Things that they're doing, other companies are doing, I can feel it. And there is a spot for you. So start looking. They're showing me, like I'm looking at your company and I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's at least 6 applications you can get out right now to their competitors.
Okay.
Now, I got to tell you again. December is a bad month, unless it's like Google, okay? So
right,
if you're going to send high, go for the stars, it really doesn't matter. They're not going to hire you until after the holidays anyway. They're giving people vacations. They're slowing down themselves. Not their production, I don't see, but maybe they're maybe hiring. So I would say that these companies don't shut down. Apps and games and software, computer hardware, any of that kind of stuff, development, don't shut down, but they do not hire, I don't think, during the month of December or really mid-January. So if I were you, I'd get your application. If I were you and you were me and I were you, I'd get my applications out there. I'd follow up in January, and I really feel a competitor is going to pick you up.
Okay. I also have to see, they let me go, so I don't have to worry about a non-compete because I'm no longer working for them.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I don't recall signing. I mean, if I was working for them, I could not go to one of their competitors, but I'm no longer working for them. So there should be no problems.
If there is any problems, I'd be seeing a lawyer. Because they shouldn't have let you go then. And if that's the truth, you would have known.
What am I supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. And what I don't think that they're going to want you, I really believe that it won't make a difference because you're not going to give their secrets or divulge their secrets anyway, if there is any secrets. So I don't think.
It wasn't even that great to begin with. So.
Yeah, right. And so I really believe you're okay. And I don't think they're picking you up for secrets you know. I think they're picking you up for experience you have. Okay?
I am going to
wish you a happy holiday. I know it's tough. I know you're devastated. But if you act like you're devastated, I know you're not doing nothing because you're a smart girl. But I do want you to know that if you heard my beginning, and I've been told to say this over and over in the month of December, change your thoughts, change your life, change those mm-hmm. thoughts from being devastated and upset to being happy and knowing that you're going to get something better that's going to put you on the map somewhere, that you're going to not be out of work again, and that you want the right job to come to you, and you're going to hunt it down no matter what it takes, and then you're going to have something drop right in your lap.
Right. When do you see me employed again?
I'm sorry?
By when do you see me employed again?
You know, I'm not great with numbers, but they're showing me that you're not going to be hired anyway through I would say start making those calls in January. So get your applications out, and I would say by mid-February you're going to have a really good job or one that's going to lead you to a really good job, okay?
I do like to stay long with my job. I don't like to jump off, and I hate that, you know.
I don't blame you. You need to get into a company that's going to honor that. So I really mm-hmm. feel like one of the competitors' companies is a much more controlled, more business-oriented, and forward-moving company. I don't know why I'm saying that, but they don't want you to leave either, especially if you're a good employee. But they will get rid of people who aren't. So, you know, I don't see that's you, but remember, production is what keeps a job, you know, even in your business, coming up with new and inventive ideas, working on ones and throwing ones away.
I didn't even have 1 year there. Like, why bother hiring me if you're going to let me go a few months later? You know what I'm saying?
I have a feeling it had something to do with what you were doing, not you, but that part of the business. Maybe that app wasn't going to pan out, or maybe something wasn't, and they were going to scrap it, and they don't want anybody attached to that app or that department of what you were doing. I don't think you were the only one let go. So
no, they were doing cuts across the board.
Yeah. So I think it has to do with that. And they'll start fresh over in another time. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to get a better job. So that's what you got to look forward to, and you need to move towards. And just know, don't think backwards, because thinking backwards will not move you forward.
No, I'm thinking forward.
Perfect. I love that. So let me hear you say, I'm thinking forward. I'm going to get a great job. I am going to move forward and do whatever I can to move forward.
Okay.
Great. Okay, have a great season, and call me and let me know. I know you're going to call me and say, hey, Bonnie, guess who hired me? Well, I can't tell you because it's a secret, but I am hired. Okay?
Okay. We'll
have a great season. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hi, everyone. Again, I know it's tough. It's not easy to be off. You know, some people would say, oh, great, I'm off for December. I can have a great time. But other people are very strapped. They're very nervous. They're not going to get anything. Let's take that thought out of your mind. Let's see what you can do and work with, not just this caller, because I know she's going to be picked up, but any of you. If work is top of your list, you've got a new year, a new beginning starting, because you do know at the end of this year, which is the last week here, this is not the time that a lot of people are going to get hired. In fact, this is the time they're going to let people go, because starting the new year, starting the new budget, starting new. So let's start with new thoughts, new ways to go, and if you're not in a job and you want to be, let's look forward to the new year. So I am going to go with 4. I think I'm on 4. 4301, you're on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
Donna.
Donna, are you the Donna that wrote me?
Yes.
Donna, hi, honey. I am. Well, you know what? It's so funny. I was going to bring your. I was going to say at the beginning of the show, which now I can say, there are people who are suffering and missing loved ones, not just in spirit, but on the earth plane. So we all have to be mindful of them. Tell me what's going on.
Well, I wanted to see if spirits would give me any messages.
I think you're looking for a message about, you know, kind of, because, you know, when spirit tells me things, I don't remember. And when you write me, it's kind of, I can feel it again. But can you, is this about your case that you have?
It's about my case, but also about, we actually did a fertility treatment. And so I'm wondering.
What's your
if
sign?
Successful.
Can I ask
Cancer.
What your sign is? Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. I am going to tell you some great news. For cancers, I just heard that this month was going, if you were having fertility problems, I just, you know, I was listening to a horoscope person, because I don't do horoscopes. I do know your personalities by horoscopes, but I don't know, like, where all the planets move, although I do know that we have, because I'm a cancer also, it is moving. Saturn is moving into our house of work and health. So they're saying that if you had any problems with fertility, this is interesting, that this was going to be your year. So I am going to say, you know, I hate to bring other people's predictions in, but I feel really good about this because my girlfriend's daughter is a cancer too, and two of the people I know are cancers struggling with fertility. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, and I told this last year to my girlfriend's daughter, that in 18 months she would be pregnant, which is
oh, wow.
this year. So I'm going to tell you that I feel like, and I want to tell you something else, because this is what I'm hearing from spirit. You're very, 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 very focused, and most people are when they have infertility. They're telling me you do know, and you've read the book about when you should have sex to, you know, mm-hmm. to procreate, when is a better time. They're mm-hmm. telling me that you've got too much pressure on that and focus, and that the minute you decide, oh, you know what, I'm going to get pregnant, I don't care, we're going to get pregnant, it's going to happen for you. So, and I feel like, do you have a grandfather in spirit?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, your grandfather's here telling me that to be grandfather twice. Now, I don't know what that means, but it would be a grandfather. Actually, he'd be your great-grandfather, the kid's great-grandfather, possibly.
Right, right.
But I would think he means the one that you are fighting for. Is that correct?
The one that I'm fighting for?
Yeah. Do you have a case? Do you have a case? Donna.
Oh, yes, a little girl.
Yeah, and this one. So if I see two, this is what I'm saying. I think you're either, or it could be twins. So I don't know, but he's saying twice. So I know that, you know, I see that he said twice. He didn't say the number two. Because if he said two, I would say February, because two could be two. You know, I'm going to say it was
two. Oh, right, the second month.
Yeah. So, but he's saying twice. So that means either he's considering the one that you are fighting for and the one that you are going to have, or that you are going to have twins. So I am going to tell you, give up the ghost there, Donna. Stop, like, trying to control everything, because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And you just have to have some fun with it, because the minute you don't, you do know that your emotions are a big part of infertility, and the ones
yes.
that actually get the better results are the ones that say, I'm in infertility, I'm going to get pregnant, I don't care, it takes me this long, takes me that long, and we love sex anyway, so we're going to have it at this time, and you know what, I'm just going to just let it go with the flow. Spirit, when you're ready to send those souls to me, you go ahead, because I do see, and so your grandfather is saying twice, and he's holding up the two like a peace sign. So I am assuming if it's one that you're going to fight for and one that you're going to have, it's going to be very interesting. Either you're going to get the one that you're fighting for right as you get pregnant, or you're going to have twins. So I'm going to tell you, you have a great year coming up, Donna. And that's what I was trying to tell you in your
and I got that.
Okay, good. Because
I did get that from your message.
Yeah, I don't see them all the time, and I do want to tell everybody, when you do write me, just give me a little bit, because sometimes I miss them, and especially now because I've got my kids home.
Right.
My daughter is home from school in New York, and my son is in chef school, and he is here. But, man, when you put us all together, it's sometimes I can't answer you right away. But I do see a lot of good things coming your way, and you got to believe in them, Donna, because I know. I feel like your husband, he is very, very sweet guy. I can feel
yes.
it. Is he a sweet? Yeah. And he wants anything that you want, I feel like. And he wants this even more for you than he does for him, because he knows how much you want this, which is really sweet, sweet. I feel his heart. And I feel like he'd make a great father, and he will be.
That's all true.
Yeah, so I got to tell you something, what they're also telling me, Donna. You might not love this, but I do. But I do, and I'm going to tell you anyway. They're saying that you're more focused, he's more feely. So
that is definitely true.
Yeah, so what they're saying to me for you, oh, my goodness, Donna, and if you can do this, rock his world by just telling him, because he's going to cry when you do. Tell him how much you, and I'm sure you do, tell him how much you love that he's with you for this journey, and that you're so happy that, you know, your souls met here on this earth plane, and that you actually, it doesn't really matter, but that you will love him for loving you, and that all the heartache that you know you have gone through and he has gone through, you appreciate his presence, because there's a lot of guys that wouldn't. So I feel like that's what they're telling. That's what Spirit's telling me, and your grandfather's telling me, because your grandfather's saying he wouldn't do it. So I don't know if
you've done it.
Your grandfather, even though he seems sweet, but he seems a little bit more reserved. He's just a little bit more. I can't explain the personality that I feel from your grandfather. He's like in charge. That's what I want to say.
He was a police officer and an Irish immigrant.
Oh,
so,
yeah. He was in charge,
yeah.
Babe.
He was definitely in charge. And I know a lot of people would have run for the hills. I mean, you know, that's why our case is so unique, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I know that.
And you're going to do really well. The universe is going to bless you and him. But we want to first say that the first blessing was him, okay? And that's what your grandfather's – he's shaking the stick at me. Okay. He's shaking the stick at me. So I don't know
they
if
like
he has
Steve.
Like – Yeah.
They like Steve. He's a good guy.
Yeah. And that's what he's saying. The first blessing was him. The second blessing, okay, will be what you bring to your family. And he said, and then he softened your grandfather and said, actually, kids will be first. So once that happens, all things will shift for you. And just relax is what they're telling me. It's going to happen this year for you, Donna. And I think that some big-time blessings are going to happen also. I think a lot of the things that you wanted to come to fruition will be coming for you this year. Okay?
Do you think it'll be in the next few months, or the timeline has changed a lot?
You know, everybody has free will, honey. So, yes, it's the same thing, and I always give the example that you only have free will as a time, because we don't have time and spirit. But when we come down to this earth plane, that's really what free will is. We're going to end up with the same thing going down that timeline. It's just when. And we, unfortunately or fortunately, when we come down as humans, can't control that timeline. So for me, I'm going to tell you, if everything stays the same, I see it happening. You know, you have to be pregnant 10 months. So if the baby's going to be born, you know, anywhere near this year or the beginning of next, it has to be soon. So I would say they're telling me within 6 months. So I think within 6 months you'll be pregnant, and I think within 6 months there'll be some major changes in your house, your household and life. So that's what they're bringing to me. Good luck, and honey,
relax,
have fun.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you, too. Give my blessings to, I'm going to say goodbye to your grandfather.
Yes, tell them I love them and miss them. Thank you, Bonnie.
They know. Happy day. Okay, Donna?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, everyone. I am, Kelly's got me going till 11, and I don't have that time, Kelly. I have a 10:30 meeting with Jerry for the magazine, and I did want to get on, so I am going to take the next person. And then I'm going to actually, I am going to make it, hopefully it is a quick question, and to let you all know that a happy new, because I want to do this first, happy new year, happy and healthy new year. Have a great attitude towards the new year. Take the momentum of what's going on right now, good, hopefully. If not good, change your momentum and continue going. Because once that new year hits, we're talking about a new game changer, new stuff to develop. Don't let the same old happen. Make a difference in your life. Make a difference in how you think. Make a difference in how you move in other people's worlds as much as yourself. And just remember that we don't just affect ourselves. We affect all others around us, whether they're your kids, your parents, your friends, your animals, your neighborhood, your street, anything. Is you, whatever you put out affects everybody. And if you just think about that, whatever they put out affects you too. So just put out love and light. Let's start making a change. Let's make a change for humanity down here. Let's make a change for yourself. And let's look forward to a great year. So again, I'm going to say if I'm running late, Kelly, you can take the last half an hour actually with your cards if you want. But I will. I have a meeting again. I've got a deadline. Unfortunately, today I was not going to take the show, but I'm such a show hog, so I wanted to be on with everybody. I'm going to take the next caller, which will be number 5, and I think it's Angel. Hi, Angel.
Hello.
You are going to be on. Actually, I want to announce everybody tomorrow. Are you going to be on, Gay, with everybody tomorrow?
Yes, I am. I definitely am.
Everybody, we've got Gay, our angel reader, on with us right now. I know that she's going to read my cards instead of me reading hers this time, actually, and giving me a message. Aren't you, Gay? Because I'm not going to be here tomorrow. But anyway, I just want to tell everybody, Gay is here with us. She is going to be very gay tomorrow and give you all kinds of beautiful, wonderful, fabulous messages from the angels on Christmas Day. For all of you celebrating. And if you're not celebrating, please join us, because everybody's holiday is everybody's holiday as far as I'm concerned. And I appreciate you being with Kelly. And then I think on Friday we have Maggie. Maggie's going to be reading all of your tree cards. Oh, my goodness.
Yay, Maggie.
Yay,
Maggie.
Let's
find out what kind of junk is in our trunk.
That's right. And listen, if there is, hey, there's no junk in my trunk, honey. There's only.
What is that trunk? I mean, how's that going to, like, branch? What does that do to our branches? Our leaves are brown or red or purple? Let's talk about that.
I'm going to tell you that she's going to talk about all. She does so much, Maggie. I love her. She's got the best energy. She does all the trees. I think I'm not an oak. I want to be a willow, but I don't want to be a weeping willow. I love the willows like coming down. And I love the color white, so I think the willows are white. I'm not sure. And here's your challenge, Maggie. I need to know what card. I remember I was a card the last time, but pull a card for me on Friday and then let Kelly tell me what it is, and I'll listen to the show when I can. But again, these two wonderful women are going to be here to help all of you through the holidays and to give you wonderful, uplifting, fabulous messages going into the new year. So again, tomorrow is Gay, who you're talking to right now, and she is connected, yes, to the angels. And tomorrow we have Maggie connected to all Gaia, the trees, the earth. She does pranic tube. And, of course, you've got Kelly, who's just absolutely fabulous at all. So, Gay, before I have to get off and say Happy New Year to everyone, what do you have going on, girl?
Oh, not really a whole lot. My husband is working this week. He's offshore for 2 weeks. So I won't see him until after the New Year. So it's me and the kitty cat.
Wow. And those kitty cats love you, baby. They love you. I think those kitty cats they're showing me two souls. So it's interesting. Those kitty cats came to you, and they are yours.
I have a cat that I had many years ago that died, and he was just human. And the one I have now thinks he's human. I've only had two that have been really, really close to, and the one I have now and the one that died is passed, and I raised him from a kid. And he was like a little kid. He'd raise his arms up and want me to pick him up like a little kid.
Yeah, these are two souls that came to you. They came for unconditional love, babes. I think you know that. They came because they wanted you to have unconditional love, as well as they knew, actually, they came to give you unconditional love. They knew you were going to give them unconditional love before they came down, but they wanted you to know what unconditional love was, no matter what, because I feel like I feel like that was important for them to come to you, Maggie, and not Maggie, Gay, because I'm thinking of Maggie's trees now. I feel like they were important, Gay, for you to have in this earth plane. I think that any animal that comes to you, they're telling me, will have the spirit of someone that loves you. And so that means to me that they're here to show you unconditional love, because not all the time do you feel it. So that's what they're telling me.
Yeah, I mean, I love animals of all kinds. I think my favorite animal is a cow.
Well, guess what? My favorite animal is a deer. So how about that one?
I love that. Yeah.
I know. Well, I don't know. I love zebras, too, because black and white are my favorite colors or non-colors. So I kind of love zebras. So zebras, but deer are just like, my heart goes to them. I don't know. I must have deer energy or something. So, and you must have cow energy.
Well, pretty much. I mean, you know, to me, when you watch, I'm a very observer of animals and things. I mean, I see the little things. That's how it is when you're intuitive. You notice the tiny things that other people totally don't get, you know? And when you speak to people about that kind of stuff, they go, how do you know that? Because the little things matter to me. Like, I can be with someone for an hour and know the things that they like, their favorite thing, their favorite color. And not because I'm picking up energy. I just notice the tiny things. And so with cows, I notice they're very serene.
Oh, totally.
They don't really give a crap. They're just eating their
or they crap and you can't do anything about it because, I mean, they have cow pies in the
Yeah, definitely. And so they're kind of laid-back creatures, you know.
Yeah. Well, I've got to tell you, Kelly, if you're on. Kelly, are you on? Because
I was sharing with the chat room yesterday about your, you know, how we were joking about we're making tree car jokes. So we had the owls and squirrels.
Yeah.
Bonnie went for a walk and she had two screech owls in a tree screeching at her, and then she had a squirrel chasing her. I was like, going, how coincidental is this? She's like, you know, I was like, we just don't see screech owls, like, you know, down here in Florida. It's like, just doesn't happen, you know. I was like, and she's out on a walk, and the squirrel's chasing her, too, and the owls are screeching. I'm going, that was really just funny.
And the squirrel looked like it had red ears. I'm, like, thinking to myself, what the heck?
Red-eared squirrel.
And, you know, and I'm so mad at the squirrels anyway, because they try to get in my house, and I can't take them very much, so I don't know. But all I know is I kept asking Kelly why, and what is she thinking? She's gone, well, I guess you didn't hear what the chat room was saying yesterday. I said, no, I can't hear what the chat room's saying because I'm in the ethers most of the time. And I said, I just can't do it. And she goes, we were talking about squirrels and owls. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, how non-coincidental is that? Because I don't believe in squirrels.
Yeah, because I brought up the fact that trees, you know, like, well, I'm like, what kind of tree are you? Are you a tree with a knot hole? And if you have a knot hole, you're housing other creatures, you know, you're giving comfort, shelter.
Oh,
so,
my
goodness. And then they started off talking about the squirrels and the owls and everything. It was like, okay.
I love that. Oh, my goodness. I didn't even think about that. You know, I just think about, you know, them chasing me, and I don't really, but you know, the trees, like I said, I can't wait to hear this whole, I think this is going to be so fascinating for everybody between the angels that you're bringing and the trees that Maggie's bringing. What a cool holiday week.
I love Maggie. Every time I hear Maggie's name, I think of Maggie's Farm, the song.
Well, you know what I think of when I hear Maggie? I think of the cards of the Magi, because I think Kelly spells it M-A-G-G-I, if I'm not, or M-A-G-I.
M-A-G-I.
Yeah, so every time I think of Maggie, I think of Magi. So she must be a Magi somewhere. But,
there you go.
I have one thing I do want to ask, though.
Yeah.
It's about my daughter.
Okay.
And I really would like to know how this is going to play out. It's probably going to be a lifetime thing for her, but they're dealing with her husband's ex-wife, and I don't feel that this woman is mentally, you know, altogether. And, I mean, she's pretty much a borderline personality type, but she doesn't really want to get help because she's really, it's just in deep. So she's causing a lot of issues, and she's totally a accused my daughter of abusing her children and everything. My daughter is not like that. If I saw that, I would stop her in a minute. But she does everything for the kids. So my daughter's like super heartbroken by this, and she knows this woman's not right, but it's killing her, and it's financially killing them too.
Well, what I'm picking up first of all is this woman really didn't want the marriage to end. Okay. So she is really, really vindictive. Okay. And that's most people who are in a triangle marriage kind of thing where they have kids and, you know, you have to deal with the exes and all kinds of, even my sister who, you know, her daughter was 18 still. The daughter's now 24. I hear things like, you know, oh, that stepmother shouldn't have, I'm her mother. I mean, come on. So the thing is that what I'm hearing is, yes, it's going to be a life, not a lifelong. She's not going to have to deal with it you know, all her life. But she is going to have to deal with it for a while. But what they're telling me is she should not be having to deal with this. It's actually her husband that should be making sure this doesn't happen. And I feel like he hasn't stepped up to that plate. Has he stepped up to that plate? He's just taking what's being thrown.
I don't think so, but I think he is now because,
okay. Well,
I mean, there's investigations that have already been done with my daughter, which found nothing wrong. But this woman, they went to mediation, and they were going to hold off on the court for 2 months to protect my daughter because this woman is causing her she is like, telling her kids to say these things about my daughter, which isn't true, but her kids really love my daughter, but they love their mom, and they're afraid of their mom because she's kind of abusive to them in some ways. And
how
so
old are
my
the children?
Is like, how's the children? The oldest one is 8, and the youngest one is 5.
Yeah.
So she's telling them to say stuff that's not true, and they did a psych evaluation on the kids and the mom, and I don't think the psychologist was credible because his thing was that my daughter should consult her when doing any hairdos on her children or what they should wear before they go to the Madras.
This is what I hate to say this, Maggie, because I'm pressed for time and I do want to get with you, and I'll do that when I get back. But here's the thing. It is going to be easier. You know, you ever hear of a frenemy? They're showing me what the word frenemy means. and that is friends that are enemies. You know what I mean? And what I think has to be, if you can't beat them, join them. And this is how I really believe it's going to have to work, or there's going to be issues till the kids are about 13, 14. This is what I think should happen. I think there should be a meeting with her and your daughter and maybe the psychologist. I really believe a psychologist needs to get involved here with both kids because they are going to grow up with some pretty heavy issues.
So yeah,
what I would love to see is her to get a psychologist to sit down with everybody and say to this woman, I don't want to be your enemy. I don't want you to be mine. I understand that we have some differences of how we raise things, and they are your kids. I'm only going to be their step, you know, parent. Don't use the word stepmom with her. And if you want to be called, and I understand that, for anything that I do, hair or clothes, would you give me the opportunity to do that and that we can be nice to each other? I think if that happens, it is going to be a shock to her that she won, you know, and actually got what she wants and actually can participate, and she will. She won't do it lovingly or willingly, but she is going to do it. And if your daughter can extend that kind of hand out to her, then I would say that the kids are going to be less damaged with what they needed, you know, with the next few years. Mm-hmm. And I believe that she will actually change on how she feels about this woman. I believe this woman is crying out for complete, she hurts. She hurts so greatly.
She wouldn't lash out if she doesn't have deep hurt. I know that right off. And I tell my daughter, I said, you have to just totally see past that. Because she's just perpetrating her pain on you. And
absolutely.
I think it's generational too. So, you know.
I so agree. If they could change, again, the energy, which means not of fighting and nasty and, oh, I'm going to accuse you of this and accuse you of this, and no, I'm going to get clear to this, I'm going to get clear to that, and sit down and actually say, there's nothing we can do about this. I'm married to your ex-husband, and I understand you're not happy about any of the things that have happened here, but let's see how we can make it work for the kids. I understand if you want me to call you when we get the kids' hair, if you want to meet us, if you want to have lunch, you know, occasionally, you know, with us, just the kids and I, if I'm out, or if you want to go, if I'm going clothes shopping, well, how about if we send you pictures of things? Just to get her involved, she's going to back off a lot, but she needs to know that she's in control with these kids.
Yeah, I think she does. I think it's her trying to gain some type of, validation.
Yeah.
Because I prayed for her. I mean, Spirit, like, totally grabbed me with this because it was so disturbing. Because it's been going on since she's been with her husband. And she tried to actually create a relationship with this woman because of the kids. But then she turned around and attacked my daughter about things that she didn't do. And the reason they divorced because she was cheating on her husband. And she had done it before they got married, and many times she had cheated on her husband many times.
Yeah,
and then he finally got the divorce. But I feel like she didn't want it to end either. But he makes a lot of money, and so she's like grabbed up more money from him. He pays nearly $2,000 in child support.
Yeah, she wants him to support her the rest of her life, and he needs to put his foot down actually, and should go back to court. But she is not going to give up unless she's vindicated. And not vindicated because she's right, just she wants to feel she's right. Cheating
right.
on her
exactly. So you have to, like, kind of join them to appease them. And then, you know, create some sort of peace for the kids.
Absolutely.
Because
with that woman's going to back off. She doesn't really want to be with those kids 24/7.
She really doesn't. And she is mean to the older one the most.
Yeah, and she because she sees sees the potential in her older one that she didn't have.
Yeah.
So the thing is
exactly.
The thing is, and I've got to go. I'm now late for this meeting, but I've got to tell you something, Gay. It's if you can convince them or your daughter. First of all, your husband's got to make a stand. He puts his line in the sand. No, you won't do this, and no, we won't do this. Yes, you will have this. Yes, you won't have this. very clearly, and then have your daughter step in and say, listen, I want what's best for the kids. If you really don't want me to get their hair cut, I won't. And if you don't want me to buy clothes for them, that's okay, I won't. But if I can and you let me, I understand they're your kids. I just like to participate. And it's better for everybody to be happy than for all of us to be miserable. I think this woman's going to turn around.
I hope so, because I really like, I mean, it's kind of weird how I was just totally asked to pray for her, because, I mean, yeah, I fear for the kids and my daughter, but I feel like her pain is so deep and so hard that it needs such a drastic healing. So I found myself like waking up in the middle of the night saying prayers and then saying them during the day. And then with all like 24 hours, it was just like, wow, I couldn't stop.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that you see that, because Gay, this woman, I think, has been abused growing up. And I feel like she didn't have a mother that cared. I think she actually raised herself. And I think she doesn't know how to even be a wife, a mother, or a friend.
She doesn't.
And you have to only know that souls that come down here with that kind of mission, it's very tough, because the lessons they have to learn are extremely hard. So, yeah, thank you for doing that, because they will survive, your daughter and her husband and kids. It will be a rocky road if this doesn't continues. Not for them, but so much for your daughter's, you know, how she feels, because I feel like she'll resent her husband after a while. So I do believe that counseling needs to come in, and I think your daughter needs to talk to a counselor about it and about what strides she can make, because I understand why this woman is saying this, because I see my sister. She did the same thing. So she feels like she's the mother. She is the mother. So if you take her for a haircut, if you get them close, you're taking away the mother things, which is crazy. But that's what she feels. And I can't say that's crazy, because there are mothers out there and fathers out there that feel that way. I wish that every mother and father would love the step parent that comes in if they're good, because they can be a co-parent with them, and life doesn't get as complicated. But this is what she doesn't want, a co-parent. She wants to be the parent. And even though your daughter is the co-parent, she doesn't need to tell her that. She just needs to say, okay, I'll do this. Definitely it's your children, and we'll abide by this. And, you know, let's just try to get along. I really believe that if she keeps doing this, that woman will turn around. She really doesn't want those kids all the time.
No, she really doesn't. And she really doesn't. And, I mean, she's married, and she also abuses her husband now. I mean, she hits him and things like that, and she hits the girls. And
Well, there should be so much pain.
I'm not saying these things to be mean to her. I could feel her pain so deep, it just makes me want to cry. It's like, she doesn't know how to feel or to engage in life. She uses her beauty and her sexual prowess to get what she needs, and that's all she knows.
But it's not fulfilling. She has deep-rooted problems, should see a psychologist probably for a long time. But I have to. I so want to talk to you. Hopefully you'll call me back on January 5th, that Monday, because I'll take you, Gay, because we can talk about this. But
okay, that's fine. I'll let you get to your meeting, and it was nice talking to you.
I have to tell you, Gay. No, thank you so much. The guy I have a meeting with is actually in chat, Soul Purpose. So, Jerry, I'm going to be calling you in a minute to set you up. I mean, we want Jerry to come back, and I have a meeting about the magazine, and I'm so excited. So, everyone, again, happy holidays. Merry Christmas for those celebrating. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Three Kings, because it won't be around, I think. And happy, 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 happy new year. Let's bring the new year in right, everybody. Let's make this a different year, a better year. Even if you had a great year, we're going to even make it better. Everybody change your thoughts, change your life. And I love everyone. And Kelly, did you want to continue, or do you want me to end the show?
You know, there's only one person left here, and it was Serena. She wasn't expecting to be on, but after yesterday, she had that relative who got hit by a car, but she's got some really good news, because, you know, we were doing that three-way. So, Serena, you're on. It's like, if you can unmute yourself.
Serena, I've got it. Serena, I Hi, Serena. I have a meeting that he just got out of. He's typing, so maybe I have a meeting. But Serena, tell me what's going on, girlfriend.
No, he's doing fine. His leg was broken two places, and
perfect.
Thinking about letting him go today, praying that is. But I was at the hospital all night long, and I just got home at 4 o'clock this morning. So.
Well, good, because I knew if he was going to take a miraculous turnaround, it would be between 1 and 3 days, and this is a day. So I knew that if he wanted to stay, he was going to. I told Kelly it was his third out, because we all write in about five, and he gets to see what his life at the life review. I feel like he did did lose consciousness. And I think he did see what it was. He did see a quick life review, what it would be like with him here or with him without him here. And I think, and I told that to Kelly, if he chooses that he likes what he sees, he's going to stay. So I'm glad to see that he's back and that he's okay. And congratulations, Serena. What a great holiday gift.
Oh, yes. I'm telling you. We're just so glad we didn't have to contact my brother in Florida. You know, we didn't run into.
Yeah. Well, I've got to run, but I thank you. You can talk to Kelly. We've got about 19 minutes. Please tell everybody Serena is our tarot reader. She's a fabulous girl. So I've got to end going, but I do want to talk to you, Serena. So I'll be back Jan 5. Give me a call. I'm glad everything worked out. My love to all of you, and I just think you're fab. So everyone, Gay and Maggie, you're going to be bringing up the ranks here tomorrow and Friday. And Serena, you're just fabulous, and I'm glad everything worked out.
Thank you very much. Thanks for all the prayers.
Oh, we did send them, believe me. So good luck, and good luck for other things, too. Are you on, Kelly?
I am, but it's like, you know what?
I'm going to end it. Happy New Year, everyone.
Have an awesome day. I'd be willing to bet that Bonnie will call back in when we have shows on. So she's going to sneak in because she just can't stay away.
I don't know. What do you think, Serena? But anyway, love you all. Thank you.
Have a great
holiday season, and Happy New Year to everyone. And please don't miss me too much, but yes, you do. I'll be back Jan 5. Bye.